East Coast Offense Podcast, brought to you by FanDuel.com, a leader in one-week fantasy sports. This is Chris Liss, your host, and this is going to be the Survivor version. Last week, I had Mark Stopa advocating for the Patriots. I took the Packers. It turned out it didn't really matter. They both won. Actually, everybody won last week in Survivor, and even the undeserving who had the Cowboys, who Tom Coughlin gifted a win to. You really don't deserve to be around if you took the Cowboys last week. And I resent that you are still in my Survivor pool, occupying some of the equity portion of the total prize. You don't deserve it. Maybe some people took Seattle. I don't think too many. But the Dallas one, there were certainly a few who should have been bounced. Anyway, that's it. You know, sometimes you're going to get by on some ugly things. That was really one of the ugliest, though, because the game was signed, sealed, and delivered. It was over. But for a coaching gaffe, that's one of the worst. It wasn't an onside kick or something. It was actually the coach just simply refusing to close out the other team. All right, enough of that. Let's get on to this week's slate. And I really, this is where the rubber meets the road in Survivor, a slate like this, because the Saints are the clear favorite. They're 10-point favorites. Vegas has them at about 82% to win at home against Tampa Bay. And that's the chalky pick. That's who most people are taking. In fact, according to officefootballpools.com, 46% of people have the Saints. And then you got to start thinking, okay, well, what if the Saints were to lose, right? I mean, there's an 18% chance they lose, according to Vegas. If you don't agree with that, then you can go and put your life savings on the Saints on the money line to win. I wouldn't do it. I think there legitimately is a 17-18% chance the Saints lose. They're 0-1. They missed the playoffs last year. I know Tampa's bad, but bad teams beat good teams sometimes. It happens. So what if they do lose? What then? And it's the question you have to ask yourself. And the answer to that question is, well, the 46 people who took the Saints lose. And if you were, say, in a 100-person pool, that'd mean there'd be 54 left. And then, of course, other teams are going to lose, too. It's not just, they're not the only team that's going to lose. You'd have a projected out of a 100-person pool, 60 people lose if the Saints were to lose. So if you were to take, say, the Colts or the Ravens or the Dolphins or one of the second-tier options, the payout is massive. If 60% of your pool is gone, right? That means there's 40 people left out of your 100. Just hypothetically, you can do the math and adjust it for any size pool you have. That means if you had $10 for your buy-in and 100 people, you know, your equity share was $10 to start out of the 1,000 in the total pool. If 60 people are gone and there's 40 left, 1,000 divided by 40 is 25. Your equity jumped from $10 in the beginning to 25. That is a 2.5 times jump. Whereas if you took the Saints and say the Colts lost or the Ravens lost, given how many people are on them, only I think 12% on the Ravens, 8% on the Colts, your equity would jump from $10 to $11.90 or something. So it would barely move the needle. So the whole goal of Survivor is not simply to survive. It's to survive while other people die, right? Because if you make it to week 12, but everybody else in your pool is still alive, that does you no good. The key is to make it to whatever week. You don't care where everyone else is gone and you're the sole survivor. That's the name of the game. So given how many people are on the Saints and the massive payout, should the Saints lose, I decided to go with another team, which I'll discuss in a second. I just have to, we have to have a little commercial break. You can go to FanDuel and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code LISS. Sign up now. There's a special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. It's a bonus of up to $200. Offer's only good for the first 50 people that use my code LISS, L-I-S-S, today. Don't forget to use my code LISS, FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. And I signed up for a lot of FanDuel leagues last week. I think I was a net loser by about $10 or $20. I had about $200 worth of entries going. One of them had a chance, but Dez's injury really cost me, and it made like, I don't know, 100 instead of, you know, 1,000 or whatever. So I'm sort of I'm about break even in football through 1 week, maybe slightly down $10 or $20. Anyway, back to Survivor. So I'm not taking the Saints. I want the payout should the Saints lose. Okay, and you got to think about Survivor in that way, not just how likely are they to win. And I would agree, the Saints are the most likely team to win this week. But also, what's the payout if the team you take wins and the team that's most likely to win loses? Well, you got to combine those two factors. I did the math in the Survivor article. It's on rotowire.com. You can try that out for free at rotowire.com/pod. And you can see the article, the math is actually broken down. And it turns out, according to the Vegas numbers, and if you believe the polling data, I call it polling data, at officefootballpools.com, it's their hundreds of thousands of pools that they have. They will. You can look up the percentage owned of each team, and New Orleans was at 46%. And when you do the math, the equity play, the optimal equity play is the Colts, according to Vegas. I don't personally like the Colts. I had them initially, and I wrote the Survivor column for RotoWire at 2 p.m. Pacific. I had it done, but I waited till 8 p.m. Pacific to post, and I actually switched it to the Ravens because, you know, at bottom, I just don't believe in the Colts. I like the Colts as a team long-term. I think Luck is a superstar. I think this is his year, perhaps, but this particular matchup, T.Y. Hilton's banged up. Revis is going to shadow somebody in Indy, and the Jets grinded out run defense and run offense is going to beat up on the Colts. They're a soft defense. You saw New England and Jonas Gray rush for 200 on them last year. They're just not a stout defense at the point of attack. And Fitzpatrick isn't great, but he's not that bad. And I think he's going to find Marshall or Decker, whoever Vontae Davis isn't guarding, and the Jets will be able to move the ball. So I did not feel comfortable about the Colts, and that left me with a couple choices. The Dolphins, who I just don't trust yet in Jacksonville. It's not crazy. The Ravens in Oakland, which is what I ended up taking. I don't like that they lost Suggs. I don't like it that they have no receivers that they can trust, that Justin Forsett is iffy. There's a lot of issues with them. They're on the road for the second week in a row. But I just think the Ravens are a soundly coached team. They're a smart team. Flacco's got tons of experience. Usually doesn't have disastrous games. I think they'll handle Oakland on the road. So that's my pick. The Ravens are my pick. My second pick is the Colts. My third pick is the chalky Saints. If you want to get a little crazy, you can go the Dolphins, or you can even go the Eagles, who I actually like at home, but I'm not messing with them in Survivor. I would not take the Rams, and I would not take the Steelers. Those are kind of the other two larger favorites that I would avoid, and you can read about it in the article again, rotowire.com/pod. That is the Survivor podcast for this week. This is the East Coast Offense podcast. I'm Chris Liss. This podcast is sponsored by FanDuel, FanDuel.com, the leader in one-week fantasy sports.